Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, truckers? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're doing live call-in. I'm out and about right now. I'm out there actually at the Harley-Davidson dealership. They're doing a happy hour because it's Friday the 13th. Oh, man. Everybody stay safe and watch out for all the crazies out there. You know it's going to get crazy. So, but, I mean, shoot, man, I'm here kicking back, talking to you still, not right now. So give me a holler, 515-602-9731. You go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. We're definitely trying to be live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in and talk or just listen along. We appreciate everybody doing that. But we got over here, they do live music. They got a food truck. They got a little raffle going on, what they call 50-50. I tell you what, man, I've never heard that before. But we do it here now every time we can because it's the best way to raise money for charities or anything like that where you sell raffle tickets, dollar a piece, split the pot, half-half, 50-50. 50% of the pot goes to the winner of the drawing, and 50% goes into the charity. So it's always pretty fun. And then every now and then you might get to whoever the winner is, they might just donate that back to the charity. So it's pretty awesome. But I don't know if y'all seen, there's still a commenting period going on right now where there's a deal where you can call in or, I mean, go on the website, regulations.gov. They're trying to change the rules for the emergency exemption. And we're going to see that kick into effect. Not the rule change, but the emergency exemption you're going to see happening because of all the crazy weather that's going on out there. We saw Alabama and Georgia get hit pretty hard with some tornadoes. So going to need some heavy construction equipment, relief, all that kind of good stuff. So check it out. And be careful out there, everybody. So, but other than that, ain't too much else going on. And I'm out and about and everything. So waiting on some people to call in, see what happens. And if not, we're just going to call it a night. But, you know, we're just kind of kicking back here, and it's kind of just taking its toll. And we're excited to try to help truckers. But really, you know, we can only do what we can do, and we can try to do our best. But really what it is, it's the local communities that are going to reach out to truck drivers and help them out the most. So check them out.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010. Or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
I'm doing the best I can.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you? We're doing a 50-50 raffle in there.
Oh, you yeah.
I'm fixing to take off. I got to go to the
Axe House to Patrick's having a birthday today.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we're doing a meeting tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hog meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I may or may not know that I may have some prior engagement. Yeah. Some guy wants me to go ride out and farm to market 528 with him.
And we're doing a lunch ride tomorrow. We're doing a breakfast ride Sunday. Yeah. We're doing a church ride with lunch Sunday.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, Pastor John, he's in there right now. He's pastor at the St. John United Methodist Church over in Alameda.
Okay.
And he's going to be doing his service at 11. So we're going to meet up at his church at 11 and then after church, ride lunch.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Sounds like a wholesome, noble plan.
No, we're gonna do. I don't know if you know, I'm the director of the hog group now.
Oh, so, you are.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Good deal.
Man, it's a long time. You doing good?
Great camaraderie right here.
Yeah. Telling you, how you been, man?
Been good so far. I've
been
over here for 3 months.
I've been real busy doing this year.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we've been doing a bunch of missions. Bunch of them out of town and stuff.
That's been fun for me, though.
We rode up to Green, Texas, Wednesday morning, man.
Yeah.
six other hooligans rode up there to Green, Texas, and ate barbecue. And
this week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been pretty exciting right here so far. I ain't even been here 30 minutes yet, and already meeting up with some great people out here at the Harley dealership. We're mostly it's all hog members that show up at nights like these where everybody's out and about. The weather's real nice here, so there's a lot of bikes. We'll take some pictures and put them up on our Facebook page. It's pretty exciting. But like I said, we're here to help truckers. But we are here at Redneckinize. We are truckers that drive to live, but we live to ride, and we like riding too. So give us a holler, tell us, think 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit one. Also, go check out our YouTube channel. You can get a link to that to our website, redneckinize.com. And I don't know, it's been great. Been having a lot of fun. And we're going to have a meeting tomorrow for our hog group down here and go for a lunch ride. And we got a new road captain. He's going to be taking us on a little detour. So excited about that. So, like I said, there's a rule change coming in effect. Well, it's not coming in effect. There's a commenting period going on right now where you can go on to regulations.gov and you can comment on the rule change. It's changing the rules to the emergency exemption, which, you know, truck drivers will also tell you, the good ones, there, you know, there shouldn't be any exemption for safety rules if that's what it implies to be. So check that out, regulations.gov. We got it on our Facebook page. If you go to our Facebook page or if you're on Twitter, you go to our Twitter account, Redneckinize12, you'll see the link to those commenting periods. So check it out. But other than that, we're just kicking back and waiting on a few other people to call in, see who wants to say something and all that. And like I said, I'm just out and about here tonight. It was a last minute kind of thing. I don't actually have to work tonight, so actually cracked open a cold beer over here at the Harley dealership and enjoying the camaraderie with all the people. And it's been a lot of fun so far. But I figured I'd get on here and chat with you guys a little bit and see how things are going out there and see what y'all think about everything going on. I'll tell you what, I had a little comment today about classified documents. You know that word classified? Well, I walked around the corner of the building and I guess lost the telephone signal. So we're back here now talking about it. It's pretty exciting. And more people showing up. I tell you what, it's looking good. And these are the shits, man. I tell you what, it's amazing to me how you come here to a Harley dealership, and for the next 2 hours, it's free beer. And, of course, we're doing a raffle, and we're going to do that drawing later on. And then a bunch of other things like that, so it's pretty exciting. I'll tell you what, technology is great. I'm just chatting on my cell phone, chatting with you guys on the radio, and I can actually see on the website who's calling in, who's not, and all that good stuff. So keep an eye on it. Just bear with me. But everything's going on great. So tell you what, it's pretty amazing that we can do this and talk with all you guys out there about that. You know, we got a YouTube channel out there trying to talk to truckers about how to deal with everything on the road and doing our best we can here at Redneckinize to just help make the trucking industry a better place and help the drivers. So, and I do that too around here talking about, you know, we everybody here talks about biker safety, you know, and riding safety. And I just bring it up that I'm a truck driver. And you know what's amazing? They're all like, wow. I was like, well, it's not that big of a deal. It's just a truck driver. I'm probably half as smart as everybody else out here. That's probably why I drive trucks, right? So, but other than that, we're snogging back, kicking back and everything. There's a band playing music out here, and everybody's hanging, having a good time. And they're selling raffle tickets, passing out free beer, eating food, trying to sell motorcycles. Pretty great. And the weather's real nice down here. The wind's not blowing real hard. It's probably about in the low 60s. And it's great riding weather. Pretty exciting. Well, no, you guys check it out. Like I said, our website, redneckandeyes.com. You can find our Facebook page on there. We got links to that on our Twitter account, too, where we're doing the commenting period for the regulation change. You know, we always talked about it, how safety was really a big deal. You know, we as truck drivers, we always thought safety was a big deal. The problem is that the lawyers and the politicians, well, they you know, we say safety is important, but then they're like, no, no, it's the most important. And then they create all these rules. Then they find out, oh, crap, that's not a good thing. It's like, no, the rules are good. It's that you don't enforce them and other people don't follow them, or you put in rules that don't make any sense. That's what's stupid. So when you create an exemption for all those rules that you don't enforce, and then, you know, we don't exempt ourselves from the good rules. So we're not doing that. We're not going to have an exemption for that, and we're not going to be forced to do something that we don't think is safe. So that's how we think as truck drivers. Well, I don't know. Tell me what you think. Give me a holler, 515-602-9731, or, like I said, comment on our Facebook page or our Twitter account. We appreciate everybody doing that. More bikes are rolling in here, and I'm going to step aside here and let these guys come on through here. But check us out. I'm going to play a little ad for our sponsors. Appreciate all those guys supporting us, and I'll see you in a second.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Just always remember, when everything goes wrong and the job still got to get done, you got to redneckinize.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Edward, Redneckinize Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Like I said, ain't too much else going on in the news or anything like that. Last night, found more drivers, big truck drivers, not just cars, the four-wheelers, but big trucks, driving down the interstate, three-lane interstate, in the middle of downtown San Antonio or Austin, you name it, driving with their high beams on. That's crazy, man. Turn your high beams off. You're blinding everybody. One of the things I'd like to ride on the back of a big truck is that if you look up ahead of me and you see a big shadow being cast upon the big road signs above your head, that your lights are too bright. But I tell you what, it's been crazy out there driving at night, and these people just driving down the highway with their high beams, and they don't even care. You know, I mean, and I know there's some big truck guys out there that got the large cars with the old-timey Peterbilts and Kenworths, and they went out and they bought some nice headlights, and those suckers are bright. And, but you know what? They're not shining up in the face. I can see how they're brighter. And, yeah, sometimes you can see it. You know, I do a double take sometimes. I'll say, they got the high beams on? No, those are just big lights. But every now and then, they'll have those big lights, and then they won't have them adjusted correctly. So if you're some kind of badass out there and you think that you got these badass lights and you want to put lights all over your truck and all that, just make sure they're aligned right and you know, all that. You know, you could tell you're in South Texas when the running lights are brighter than the headlights. They go out there and they buy the LED running lights to go down the side of the truck. Hell, they're brighter than the damn headlights out in front. You know, just get everything set right and don't look stupid. Come on now. But yeah, I'm going to give about another 10 minutes here. And like I said, I didn't have much to say tonight, and I just wanted to get on here and let everybody know I was thinking about you and didn't want to leave anybody hanging. But you can check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Let's link to our YouTube. channel, and of course we're on here Monday through Friday, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. 515-602-9731 is the phone number, and we try to just kick back and talk a little bit and about trucking, life on the road, all things trucking and insane. That's the name of the show, so check us out. But I can't remember anything else I was thinking about. I kind of did this on the whim and everything, but we're just talking with a couple of truckers this morning, and one guy, he's so funny. What he wanted to do was he wanted to create a permit book for the trucks. You know, we're a company here that has their own way of doing things, and their idea was, okay, every permit you get, just kind of fold it real neatly and stick it in this little pouch, and this little clear plastic pouch, you know, real small, goes in the little cubby hole, fits there perfect, no big deal. Well, this new driver comes in, and he wasn't too keen on that. He didn't think it was very organized. So he went out, and he went to Walmart, and he bought one of those big three-ring binders with those little plastic sheets that protects each document, and he flattened them all out, and he put them up into that book, and he put them all nice and neat in that book, and he closed the book, and he said, okay, here's the permit book. I said, okay, where are you going to put it? He said, well, right here in this cubby hole. I said, okay, stick it in that cubby hole. Oh, it doesn't exactly fit. And then when you go to open the door or close the door, the book falls out, and it doesn't fit right. I said, it doesn't fit good. And he said, that's why they do it this way. That's why the company doesn't spend money on these stupid things, because the permit book doesn't fit in there. The other way of doing it fits fine. It doesn't get lost. The permits are in there, okay? Just trust that it's in there. You check it. How often do you check your permits? You check your permits. Well, I mean, I do mine like maybe once a month. I don't do it every single time, especially if a truck that I'm getting in and out of every day. I don't know. You tell me what you think about that, but, I mean, you know, if you know your truck, you know your permits. So you understand all that stuff. This guy here, I don't know, he was really sensitive about, he says, we're going to get stopped. Okay, first off, in the state of Texas, come on now. Right? But anyway, I was just talking to him about it. I said, dude, I've been working for this company 8 years now, and I've never been stopped in this truck. I said, and the permits, we check the permits every 30 days. Everything's fine. There's only about, in the state of Texas, if the truck never leaves the state of Texas, there's only about maybe four permits you got to worry about. So you know those expire at a certain time. Set an alarm on your phone. What are you going to do? You know, and you know what's so funny is that 30 days before they expire, the company sends you refreshers anyway. So anyway, oh, yeah, here we go. Just making sure everything's all right. Just double-checking the stuff here. I didn't want to get anybody knocked out. There we go. I'm back on it now. I can see. But, yeah, I don't know. Tell me what you think. Like I said, it's just something I was thinking about this morning, and we had a little meeting about it and had to tell that new driver, listen, man, you need to quit trying to change things that has been – nothing's been going wrong, you know. The other thing I told him, too, is that when you have a big company of drivers and you try to go change things, or you try to create something that's got to be done, like the permit book doesn't fit in the cubby. So the permit book is not really that easy to just stow away and, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. It's been checked. Leave it alone, that kind of thing. It's got to be moved around, or it might jostle loose. Then it gets lost. When drivers go in and out of the truck, multiple drivers drive the truck over and over again, guess what? That permit book's going to get lost. I mean, anybody worked for a big company knows permit books get lost all the time. So I remember scrambling sometimes to actually create permit books for trucks where, you know, and I had all the permits, photocopies, because that's all you need, except for, like, you know, the registration and everything and the IFTA, and that stuff has to be overnighted, and there's no way around it. Nowadays, probably get by with a lot of things, but other than that, you know, why are we worrying about it, right? But that's about all I got. I know if anybody else had anything, let me know. But like I said, I'm just going to step on out of here and finish my beer and try to get some more lottery tickets. Oh, the other thing I want to remind everybody about is the big lottery is tonight, $1.3 billion. So if the radio show doesn't go on Monday, you know why. There you go. So just assume, you know, that if you don't hear from me on Monday, then I'm in Tahiti. All right, here we go. We're going to go to the phones here and finish up. Hey, both guys on there. What's going on, guys?
Who you bullshitting?
Who am I bullshitting?
If you win the lottery Monday, you won't be there. You'll be in Tahiti. Who you bullshitting? You'll be down at the Harley shop.
They'll be closed.
But window shop. I mean, you know what the hell? I mean, home away from home.
So I'll tell you this story. When the Texas Lotto first started, the prize on Saturday night wasn't but like maybe 1 or 2 million. You know, this was back in the 90s. You know, but it was like the first that had just started. It was still pretty exciting. They were doing the drawing on the news every night. Well, this guy, he won in Waco, Texas. He won the lotto, so he had $2 million, and it was on Saturday night. Well, in Texas, we still have blue law down here where the car dealerships cannot be open on Sunday. It's against the law. Well, he called and got a hold of whoever was at the Harley dealership, and he drove the ZR1 Corvette out of the showroom Sunday morning. After he won that lottery Saturday night.
Well, yeah. You got enough money, you can do anything you want to. That just goes to show, prove it.
That's right. You got enough money, you can do with what you want like that, can't you? Yep, you can hide classified documents wherever you want. You can do whatever you want.
Just think how much that money a salesman put in his pockets in the dealership didn't want to know about just for opening up that day.
Hell yeah, they would. You know what's so funny is if you win $1.3 billion, then you call up the owner of the dealership. He'll sell you that dealership.
I'll tell you what, last thing I'm going to do is buy a Corvette. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on there. I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, I think it would be pretty cool. Car manufacturers aside, if I had enough money to do what I want and buy whatever I wanted, I would go to Vegas and buy a Shelby. Don't you agree?
No.
I'd go buy a freaking Toyota before I buy a Ford, Chevy, or Dodge anymore, the way these assholes are carrying
well,
on.
You know, you got a good point there. Yep.
These automakers are carrying on
already,
the shit? No.
But both of you already know what I would do if I won the lottery.
Yeah, you'd probably buy 3 more RGNs.
No, probably not. No, I just click on that RGN. I'd be buying.
He'd go down and buy some race cars and shit so he could go broke just as fast as he is with that truck.
Pretty much. Actually, speaking of race cars, this is another thing another reason why I chimed in. You know how this week we were talking about the football game and that one guy got hurt and they had to cancel the rest of the game? Well, Wednesday night,
that's something else.
There's a race going on in Tulsa right now. And it's a week-long deal. Saturday's the main event. A guy had died in his car somehow, some way. He ended up in the hospital. He's out of the hospital, no broken bones, and nothing's wrong. He just had some blood around his head, and that cleared up, and he got released from the hospital about an hour ago. But on the other note, they got him to the hospital, clean up the track. They went racing again that night. They kept playing the game for the rest of the night. They didn't cancel the rest of the night or the event.
Okay. I understand the guy got hurt. We had that conversation the other night with Tiff and I, being as we're the only one that called. I was the only one that called into her show Wednesday night.
Yeah, I would do the Wednesday night, so.
We had that conversation on there. He goes out, he gets hurt. It's unfortunate he got hurt. He's in the hospital. He died. They brought him back. He had serious problems, okay, there for a while. And all of a sudden, less than a week, now he's released from the hospital, and they're saying he's good to go back to doing whatever he wants to do.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the football player. Yeah, everything's fine, you know. I mean, he probably won't play if they let him.
Fine. Something caused him to go. Why is it that all these people are having cardiac problems?
The vaccine.
Yeah,
actually,
exactly.
Actually,
that's
Pfizer.
Idea, but they're never
Pfizer
hold
actually
up to
they
it.
Have they're investigating. Well, they're investigating Pfizer might have some problems with their vaccine causing cardiac problems. So they're looking into that now.
But there's going to have a waiver to where you can't. They ain't going to have no recourse against them. You're not going to be able to sue.
Oh no, they're not. You're right. No, you're right about that.
So the hell good? They can investigate all they want to. All they're going to say is, oh yeah, they screwed up. You know, yeah, the vaccine screwed up. It's not what they said it was. You know, it's messed up. But sorry about your luck. You people are going to die, or you're going to have underlying health conditions the rest of your life, and there's nothing you can do about it. There was something you could do about it if they hadn't been so stupid and took it to start with.
That's right. Well, I don't know if you remember.
Vaccine for something that wasn't nothing more than a common flu or cold.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, you remember when that BP oil spill down there in the Gulf of Mexico,
yep.
And it really tore up Alabama and Mississippi and New Orleans real bad.
Yep.
And Obama was like, you know, hey, we're going to take care of that.
Yep.
And he got with BP and they assigned one lawyer to be in charge of everything and nobody was allowed to sue. They like had an act of Congress where nobody could do anything. Well, people got screwed out of that deal.
Yep.
Because the government stepped in, and that's the problem. When you let the government get involved in stuff like that, they mess it up.
See, speaking of getting screwed, your Uncle Joe is really in a pickle right now, ain't he?
You think? he actually admitted.
One jackass on there running your mouth, a bad mouth of Trump, a bad mouth of everybody in the country, and every day, and you turn around and... Jeez, oh man!
Hey,
I heard that, really? At least
Trump is in a
room locked in one room, and put a padlock on. I'd like to ask him. Joe had his in the garage. I wonder how many he had in the trunk of the car.
Well, did you see the meme?
In the garage,
it was
over in Philly or whatever in that Penn Biden office. Then they found some somewhere else in his house. This asshole. Oh my God!
Yeah, Hunter Biden got in trouble because Dad said clean out the garage, and Hunter Biden didn't clean out the garage.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I'm just sitting there shaking my head, thinking, where in the hell? The only thing good.
I agree. I said on there that the word classified documents is kind of like comprehensive immigration reform. It does not mean anything at all.
I don't get it. nothing's going to happen to him. But they're not going to prosecute him. Therefore, they're not going to prosecute Trump, because if they prosecute them two, then they got to go back on Hillary. And then he was vice president. He didn't have access. He shouldn't have had access to them files anyhow. So now that's going to bring Obama into it. And now, just like Peter Ducey said, you need to go in and start investigating Bush and all the other presidents of the past, too, to see what they got hid. They're not the only ones that ever did that. But he wanted to make a big deal out of Trump. Anything to get back at Trump, and Trump sitting down there now with a big old drink, you know, with a he don't drink, so he probably supposedly, so he probably got him a big old glass of tea right now, or a Diet Coke that he drank, and a cheeseburger. He should get him a big old bowl of ice cream and say thank you, Joe.
Exactly. Yep. But that's not how it's going to flip, because you watch this weekend on these Sunday shows, these political shows, those are the ones they're going to cover for him. You watch.
You can't cover. There ain't no covering up on that. They know it. They can try, but you can't cover that up.
Yeah. I think the one thing that the media is really, really upset about is that they see that this all went down in November. And the media is just now finding out about it. They don't like that. They don't like it when they know about it. They don't know about it like that.
They found them documents on the 2nd of November. The election was on the 7th.
Yep.
And they hid it until after the midterms, and then they brought it out. How convenient.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yep. And then the next story they're going to talk about is how stupid it is that Jim Jordan is investigating the FBI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, that man right there is the last one that they want to piss off.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it just because he's from the state of Ohio, but that man right there is probably the smartest person that come out of the state of Ohio in politics right now.
Yep.
Because Tim Ryan, that asshole, that congressman, he was a piece of work. He was a piece of shit, period.
Yep, yep. I'm looking forward to see what your boy J.D. Vance does.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing from him.
Yeah, well, you know what he did? He went on Hannity. Well, so I don't know if you saw Vance, that J.D. Vance, he went on Hannity right around the first of the year. So, you know, when everybody was talking about the House can't get it together because they can't pick a speaker. Well,
right.
J.D. Vance come on Hannity and said, well, we were sworn in today. And then 30 minutes after we were all sworn in, we got adjourned for a 3-week recess. So the Senate is now on a 3-week recess.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
This is the other thing I heard today. So what do you call, they're now on a 3-week recess. They're going to have to get recalled because that dumbass Janet Yellen came out today and said, oh, you know what, if we don't raise the debt ceiling by next Thursday, we're going to run out of money. How do you run a business and just now figure out that you're going to run out of money in the next week?
You know what? That is a scare. Because it's just like they said the other night on Hannity. In Social Security, people are going to continue to get their Social Security checks. The military is going to continue to get paid. You know, all it is, they use that. That's the first thing that they start doing. It's trying to scare the older people, say, well, you're not going to get your Social Security checks once the government shuts down. Bullshit, them checks are already out. First of all, that money ain't even supposed to come out of the government.
So I did some digging on that. I did some digging. We all know that it's mandatory spending, which means that Social Security gets paid. It's not anything the government has to control. Like you're saying, it's automatic. Right. And the other thing is that there's a trust fund that got – so this one guy, he was an accountant, and the video that I watched on YouTube was very boring, but it was very informative. He said that back in the 40s when all this first started, there were 42 workers for every one retiree. So 42 people were paying into a system that the one retiree was getting. Now, today, it's 3-1. In the next 5 years, it'll drop down to 2-1. And when it happens is that it's happened before, back when unemployment was really, really high, they dipped into the trust fund. Before, the taxes that people pay in every year was paying the bills, no big deal. But whenever it's short, they have the trust fund to fall back on. Well, as of right now, there's not enough workers to pay the bills. So they're using that trust fund to pay out Social Security. And by 2035, the trust fund will be empty, which means that the only thing that will pay the bills for the Social Security would be the tax revenue, which means that everything will have to drop by 30% in order to – so everybody that's getting Social Security now, at the year 2035, they'll have to cut it down 30% in order to send out a check because they won't have enough money to pay. So
that's why in 4 more years I'm retiring at 62. I don't give a shit. I'll take my loss because I'm going to get some of my money before I don't get any more of it.
That's right. So unless they change the retirement age, which they need to do now because it's not fair if you do it when it's too late, or they up it to where they – because the one guy said he's an accountant, and he was not very, hard left or anything, but he wasn't hard right either. He said they're going to have to raise taxes. Instead of paying in, 7.5% or whatever you pay in, it's going to be like up to 10%. So your paychecks are going to be smaller because they're going to have to start charging more to pay the bills for all the retirees.
If they quit spending money, like it's free, it shouldn't. Stop sending all the money to overseas, to Ukraine and everything. I told you.
Well, the problem is I agree with you. The problem is what they need to do is they need to lower. If you want to raise, like I ain't got no problem raising the Social Security tax, just lower the income tax, the withholdings, lower that. And then you can raise Social Security. That's really all we need anyway. You know, the all we care about as citizens of the United States is we care about funding the military and funding Social Security. That's all we need. Nothing else. But they want to use it for all their, like you're saying, overseas spending, or when we need to bail out a country or bail out the housing industry. We don't need that crap. Stop that.
No. Just like GM. That horse shit with GM. GM still hasn't paid back their debt to the taxpayers where we bailed them out.
Well, look at all the companies that took out those PP, Paycheck Protection Program, and during COVID, and they never paid that back. They wrote it into the law that you didn't have to pay it back. But
they ain't going to.
Oh man, this is exciting. What's that?
They ain't going to pay it back either. Why should they pay it back? What are they going to do?
No, they're not going to do anything. Yeah, they wrote it into the law. You don't have to pay it back. You're right.
Look at
what
they're going to do with all that,
McCarthy and them.
Say what they want to about McCarthy, and everybody wondered what McCarthy was going to do if he was going to be doing anything. But the first thing they did, they put an end to that 87,000 IRS agents, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, didn't they? That was good.
Yeah, they stopped that shit right dead in its tracks real quick. Now, what I think is, like the one said, instead of putting 87,000 IRS agents out there picking on the taxpayer, the taxpayer and the people in this country, take that 87,000 people and give them guns, call them whatever you want to call them. Give them their guns if they want to have their sidearms. Put them down there on the border. Say, now.
Hell yeah.
You're going to do migrant control. You're going to keep the people down there, the illegals. So there's 87,000 people. Stand them, put them down there with them little 9mm or whatever they want to carry and their pocket full of ammo, and say, now, you better secure this border, because one more person comes across this border and we're going to prosecute you. That would stop that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no reason for what's going on down there. None. None.
No reason at all.
You know what kills me? They stand there and they badmouth Biden. All right?
That's right.
Now, every one of these governors, they'll stand there and badmouth Biden and whatever, like Greg Abbott. And all of them, it don't matter which one it is, they'll badmouth him when he's up in D.C. The other day, the sorry son of a bitch went down to the border, what he wanted to call the border, and Greg Abbott led him out there, and all them Border Patrol met him out there and everything. And what's the first thing they wanted to do? Do a photo op. Everybody wanted to get on camera, shaking his hand. How you doing, Mr. President? I'd have walked up there and spit in his damn face and say, there, asshole, why don't you take care of this shit? And Greg Abbott just the same way, sitting there shaking his hand and give him a damn letter, saying this is what you need to do. He should have ripped into his ass right there on camera and said, look at here. You want to be an ass and sit down in D.C. You want to keep doing this shit? It's going to keep going just the way it's going.
Hmm.
You know, they're nice to him on camera because they got to make a photo op. What the hell are they going to do to him? It's your freedom of speech. Everybody's got the freedom of speech, so why do you got to be politically correct just because it's the president? He ain't no better than nobody else. As long as you don't shoot him, you don't sucker punch him upside the head, what can he do to you? He might not like what you got to say, but at least it's out there on national television, on the national
exactly.
news. It's kind of hard for him to edit that, because sooner or later it's going to get out.
Yeah, just like that reporter, that were the what's his name, O'Ducey, got up there, and he's like, it was next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
Yeah,
that's the little cracker heard around the world right there.
But his garage was locked.
Yeah,
He didn't leave his Corvette in an unlocked garage. The garage was locked, so the paperwork was locked with the Corvette.
Well, that's the funny thing is, like, he actually said that afterwards.
Yeah.
He said, okay, you know, like he said, my Corvette's in a locked garage. And then Ducey come back and said, so the documents were in the locked garage with your Corvette. He said, yeah, that's right. So that means
yeah.
that he admitted that, yes, that's where they were. And they weren't,
right.
That's not where they're supposed to be.
Reverse psychology with him, just like a little kid.
Yeah. So here's another thing. So related to trucking, you guys have been this. I know Robbie knows what I'm talking about. When you work for a big company or you're contracted for a big company or some kind of customer and they want you to go drop it at a secure location, so you have a secure location in mind, but that's, according to them, that's not secure, but it's got a big fence, lock, gate, everything, and they say, no, take it to this location that we have, it's secure, that we want you to take it to, and you take it over there, and it's, the fence is barely standing up, and the lock doesn't really work that well, but they think it's secure because that's where they want it. And so, but it's not really that secure. Your place was more secure. I mean, I see that all the time in trucking, to where if the company calls it secure, then it's secure. Whether it's secure or not, it's not that it's actually secure. It's just they want to call it secure.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an inside job. That's all it is.
That's it. That's what it is. You know, actually, what's his name? Well, Tucker Carlson. So there was some stupid congressman that said that these documents might have been planted. And, of course, the congressman's a Democrat, and he's like, yeah, they might be planted by, like, the Trump. Like, Trump might have planted these documents in the Biden house.
Really?
That's what the Democrat was taking. But you know what Tucker Carlson said? He says, you know what, I think he's right, but not on who planted them. Tucker Carlson says the Democrat Party planted them because they want Joe out.
Mm-hmm.
There you
I
go.
I think that's exactly
That makes sense. That makes
they
sense right there. They want Joe out.
His
that's
own
right.
party don't want him running. You notice that
mm-hmm.
it's been real quiet with Kamala here the last couple weeks?
Yeah,
you
they've been keeping their mouth shut
about
her. Yeah. And she hasn't
and
been gaffing like she normally does?
Nope. And just like Pete Buttigieg. You know, old Mayor Pete. Oh, what an idiot. You know, just like the other day, you know, with the airlines, you know, when they had to shut them down. First time since 9/11 that all the airlines got grounded. Just because, you know, it's nonsense. But
yep. If you ever, I'm gonna get a video
of
what
they don't want Joe running.
Yeah.
Well,
they ain't got nobody.
That's fine. I would like to see him impeach Joe. And then when Kamala goes in there, it gets takes it over. I want to see him impeach her. Because if
yep.
they get both of
and
them
then,
out of there within a year, who takes it over then? Mr. McCarthy. How convenient.
That's right. Yep.
So yeah. Impeach Joe, get him out of there, let Kamala get in there. They got enough on her to impeach her, too. So as soon as they impeach her, bring her up on charges, if they can get her out of there, then McCarthy takes it over, and we ain't got to do two more years of this nonsense.
Right here, you heard it first on Redneck and I's Radio. Greg's got it all figured out.
That's right. Get her done.
Oh,
get
man.
Her done. It can't be any worse than what we got now.
Oh, no. No, well,
you
nothing's
know, you
worse.
Got Laurel, you got Laurel and Hardy running the country.
That's amazing.
Joe.
Mm.
I believe.
Joe.
All right, Robbie. That's my rant for tonight. Now you can run your mouth, beat your gums.
I already did. Mine was
okay.
About the guy getting ejected from a race car. And they still went on with the game.
That's right. So what are you doing? You working or are you still sitting at home?
I wish I was working. There ain't no work here.
Ain't no work unless you get out there and hustle.
All the more reason to move east.
I want him moving east.
What would I want to move east for?
You want him to move east?
I want him to move east.
Yes, you do. You want to know why? You need somebody to put those rear ends in your truck. You
Shit.
Need them to move east.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I got to change. I got to re-ratio my truck. Her dad got a bunch of rear ends the other day. I got to redo my rears.
You you to drive the race car when we get it.
What? Yeah.
You in the race car?
Yeah, but, no. I'm waiting on right now. That Eclipse is done. All I got waiting on now is the oil line for the turbo. Turbo was screwed up on it. They had to put a new turbo on it. You name it. They had to do it, but it's done. All we're waiting on now is the feed line for the turbo, for the oil line for the turbo. I had to order that out of Salem, PA, so it'll be here probably Tuesday or Wednesday. So they put that on, and should be able to bring it home and stick it in the garage for the rest of the winter. It was that turbo was junk. It was cracked, and it was all messed up. So, yeah, it's ready to come home. I still got some work I got to do on it, but yeah, I ain't done nothing. I just been hanging around, driving back toward the Indiana.
Tiff just sent me pictures of it. Just put some JB Weld on and let her eat.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as I get JB Weld on that one, I'll do the one for my Detroit too. Not. Because one of my Detroit works almost that bad. Huh?
Are you working this week or no?
I don't know. No, I'm good until Monday. I come home the other day. I was sicker than hell for 2 days, man. I didn't feel like doing anything. I went out Monday, delivered Tuesday. Now, I was damn sick out there. I didn't feel like doing nothing. I told her, I said, I'm just going to lay over load Wednesday. So I stayed out there at Lake Station. And I had to put new coax on my radio, so I did that, and I didn't think I'd ever get that done. I laid over there loaded Wednesday morning. I didn't think I'd ever get loaded, and I come back and deliver it up at Youngstown yesterday morning, come home, and I ain't done nothing since.
Huh.
I'm hoping it gets cold enough here in the next couple of days, freezes the ground, so I can get my trailer brought back over here and get it out of the middle of the lot over here so we got room to park. I got to bring the gooseneck back over here, but other than that, I ain't doing nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Bikes is sitting out there in the shed sleeping. All the other toys, boats sitting up there in the yard sleeping.
But the grandbaby ain't sleeping. No, he
ain't. Doing nothing. Sitting there in the house. I'm looking out the window now, watching the snow.
You think that's funny? I know. I guess let you
get off of here, get signed out so you can go and drink some beer with your Harley buddies.
Yeah, we're having a good time. It's 60 degrees over here.
Yeah.
There's no wind and it's clear skies. Man, it was sunny, bright today. Man, you couldn't. You were standing under a shade tree. You still had to have sunglasses on.
There's a lot of wind down there, trust me. If you're hanging around a Harley shop, it's just like hanging around a truck stop. Those guys have got more. They got more stories, and more
there
wind.
There's no difference. I totally agree. Yep.
That's right.
Yep. No,
difference.
I get. Nope. Everybody here has got answers to everything.
Bunch of bikers or a bunch of truckers. The only difference is their toys is just bigger. The truckers just got bigger toys than the bikes.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, everybody here, they're all motorcycle mechanics, and they're all politicians.
Yep.
They all know exactly what to say, what to do.
Yep, and they all got the right answers. You don't know, and they know everything, and that's the way it is. So, yep. All right, man. I guess I'll talk to you later on.
All right, now. We'll see you guys Monday.
All right. Talk to you then.
Sounds good.
All right, now.
Bye.
Good deal. Yeah, I just finished my beer. I'm fixing to go get another beer. So everybody have a great night out there tonight. Like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio, All Things Trucking and Then Some. I appreciate everybody joining in. Give us a call every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, for at least an hour, 515-602-9731. Give us a holler. You can check out our website, redneckandi's.com, where we got links to all of our social media accounts and all of our websites. All the sponsors appreciate all their support, DPF Regeneration, Load Derived Transportation, and Trucker Tools at truckertools.com. Check all those guys out. Like I said, redneckandi's.com, that's our website. So you guys, stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.